store. There are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. Herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try better than ever Proactiv solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to getproactiv.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
So, once again, let me just reiterate, as I was saying before the break, Republic Broadcasting Network is in a big pledge drive with big expansion plans. Your help is greatly appreciated, and your help to get to where we are today obviously is greatly appreciated as well. Thank you for your support in the past. Thank you for your continued support. They're big expansion plans, so anything that you can do is greatly appreciated. Obviously, financial contributions are important. If you can do that, then go right now. Even if you've done it in the past, just a great place to start is just jump on republicbroadcasting.org on the site, and right below the news rotator, that little slider at the top, there's a pledge drive chip-in widget. You can click on the chip-in button and make a pledge there. You can get in touch with the network, obviously, through the contact information on the page. There are a number of ways that you can help. Anything that you do is greatly appreciated. Obviously, there are other things. You know, supporting the network by supporting the sponsors and the advertisers is a great way to go. You can buy the things that you hear about that are mentioned on the broadcasts that are offered through the store, things like CDs and books and those kinds of things. Anything that you do to that extent or in that regard helps the network, is greatly appreciated. And so please continue to support the network. And last thing that I'll mention as far as that's concerned is the button at the top of the page, top right-hand corner, just below the navigation menu, the primary navigation menu, to the right of the news slider that I mentioned, is a make a donation button. You can use that button as well. So there are a number of ways that you can reach out and help out. So if you can do that, thank you. And if you have, again, I want to say thank you personally for everything that you've done to support the network. And I can assure you that the resources are used as liberally as possible, meaning they are the efforts that come from the resources are multiplied in a way that is hard to communicate. It's amazing what happens with the resources that Republic Broadcasting Network has. So hopefully that makes sense. And again, your support is appreciated. So thank you. The subject matter that I mentioned, this budgetary reduction that's been mentioned, we've heard about. It's interesting. You know, this is no secret, and I'm not the only one who's talked about it. I think there was one other host going back a couple of years that talked about this, but you can look in the archives for yourself. This is not something that was made up. Listen to the broadcast yourself. Wednesday, October 15th, 2008 was one of the broadcasts that I did concerning this subject. The military powers, what it says in the archive is topics that tie in between the number one issue in America and the military powers, the recent historical connection, and why we should all be why we all should be concerned. One of the citations that I gave was from the Congressional Record, June 10th of 1997, a subject matter titled Army 21 and Army After Next. This is a Congressional Record. And was obviously more than 10 years before the citation. Conveniently, you can't find that archive anymore. Isn't that great? The GPO doesn't list that page that apparently needs to be updated. How convenient. But it is, the citation is from the Congressional Record. It's not the only one. And I also included the Senate record from June 19th of 2002. Same subject matter. This corresponded to NSPD 51 and HSPD 20 at the time, but this is a plan that goes back. It predates Homeland Security and these kinds of things. It's I've mentioned in the past, it's where, you know, this initiative was part of where things like Blackwater came from, and all of these paramilitary organizations that just kind of seem to explode out of nowhere onto the scene circa 1997-98. How did Eric Prince know? How did our own guy up here in the Pacific Northwest, Rick Gallia, who started the Backup Training LLC, which was acquired by Blackwater, or, you know, the despots formerly known as the artist formerly known as Blackwater, or whatever you want to say. How did they know, though? How did they know that this would be something that would be important or that would be lucrative from a financial standpoint? Because if you understand Eric Prince's background, you know that his family has inside ties when it comes to the political mechanisms and the inside power group, if you will, you know, connections to the Bush family during the Bush era and so forth, you know, the Knights of Malta connection and things like that. So there was insider information circulating. What was it? How did they know? It's a rhetorical question. How did they know? Uh, how did they know these things would be lucrative, as I said? And this issue that I was talking about, 10 years after the creation of organizations like Blackwater, this was around the time that Jeremy Scahill published Blackwater, The Rise of the World's Most Powerful Mercenary Army, obviously, and so this subject matter was in view, but this was 10 years later. So the point is, the reason they knew, the rhetorical question is rhetorical, how did they know, is because the information was already published. It was already part of the congressional record. Congress had already talked about this 10 years prior. The Senate, same thing. And they're talking about this concept of Army 21 and Army After Next is what it was called. It was, you know, it was refined. What is Army After Next? Well, it's the next thing. It's like this concept we keep hearing about New America, you know, the New America Project, Century for New America, Project for New America, all this New America. What's wrong with the old America? Well, it's obviously outmoded. No, it's being outmoded on purpose by change agents. I've mentioned that kind of subject matter drawing recently, particularly from Bobby Garner's email from last July. I mentioned that. The common thread in all of this is change. You see organizations like Founders Fund, for example, which I've mentioned, a billionaire wunderkind think tank, venture capital think tank, for kids, I say, you know, kids like, Peter Thiel, founder of Clarium Capital, co-founder of PayPal, Sean Parker, co-founder of Napster, first president of, Facebook and, you know, former president of Facebook, I should say, and, kids like that who understand this concept of disruptive technology, which I've mentioned, the concept of creating a disruption in a market that is so big that it changes the way the whole market operates, often creating a new market on its own. If you think about it, the way Napster affected the music industry is disruptive. It changed the music industry forever. People will say, well, you know, Napster is not as prevalent, not as prominent as it once was. Yes, but think about what's happening to the music industry. CDs are going away this year as part of the disruption that Napster created. And all the file sharing and things, the ancillary, you know, ripple effect that occurred because of that. PayPal changed banking forever. The concept of not knowing if there is even a physical person associated with a banking organization, yet you're comfortable banking there. Wow, what a wild concept. The Bank for International Settlements loves that. That's exactly where they want to head. Hand-in-glove operation. Maybe hidden hand-in-glove, which is why it's hidden. It's in the glove. Just kidding. A little tongue-in-cheek. But the point is, this disruption, particularly with regard to the military powers, has been planned and orchestrated and has been taking place over the course of the last several decades, actually. We can go back to all kinds of previous source citations on that, but you know, one of the best places to go is, like I said, the citations from that October 15th, 2008 broadcast that I did. There are a lot of them in there. This change that's been taking place. So what's the point? If you look at the, just to summarize in layman's terms, and then we'll get into this a little bit more. To summarize in layman's terms, the Army 21 or the Army After Next initiative is a way to create a hybrid force that is largely automated, that benefits from concepts like force multiplier effect and, well, we'll talk more about that when we come back. We're going into a break. Stick around. We'll be right back. More after this break.
Okay. Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Brack slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the Brack at 877mybunker.com. The Brack is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. Brack fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 Cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back. So, what I was saying before the break was this new hybrid force, this consolidated force that was highly it creates tremendous leverage for a very small, highly trained, tightly knit, sophisticated force that you really see represented in the public-private partnership, if you will, the fascist cooperative relationship between military special forces and private military contractors. Today, really, there's little difference, and you might as well include the intelligence community, CIA. And again, primarily, we could say represented primarily by the figurehead of the CIA, if you will. There are obviously a number of other alphabet soups, the NSA, NRO, are a couple that come to mind. But this force, as I was saying before the break, benefits tremendously from concepts like force multiplier effect. To create leverage really is what the force multiplier effect embodies that concept of creating tremendous leverage. Things like swarming obviously are a tactical illustration of that. When you have a small force that will swarm, you know, mobilize quickly and swarm, it looks like it represents mentally or psychologically to people that see that a much larger force. And there are other psychological tools and things, I would call them weapons actually, that are used for that. Just simple little things like the lights. Have you noticed that just law enforcement vehicles, for example, in recent years, you know, this paramilitary looking assortment of gear, for starters, much of which has been funded by Department of Homeland Security through FEMA. In a lot of cases, if you look at your, you know, if you look at the budgets of your local communities, your local counties, for example, you'll see a lot of that gear is being funded by the Department of Homeland Security, and again, often through FEMA. But looking at the lights, for example, you know, you go back to some of the studies that the CIA did in coming from through the 50s, particularly through the 50s to the 70s, looking at, you know, strobing with lights, you know, that red and blue strobing light, for example, the quick strobing is a mind control, a mind altering tool or a weapon, I would call it. And it's also a terrorism device. It's pretty scary. So that's what we're using for law enforcement now. Isn't that great? But again, it's a force multiplier tool, creating this force multiplier effect. I mean, look at, wow, this is a big, you know, group. This little tiny thing has a big impact. You know, you look at those lights and things, if that makes sense. And the other big concept that corresponds to this Army After Next or Army 21 concept is the asymmetric warfare concept, which is hand in hand with the force multiplier effect. Asymmetric warfare is simply what it sounds like. It's asymmetric. How do you beat a much larger force with a very small force? It's asymmetric. You show up with 1 million guys, we show up with 100 guys, we win using asymmetric tactical advantages. How do you do that? Well, technology is one of the ways. Psychological control and manipulation is another, and there are many others. But these things were heavily documented, and again, I've mentioned them in the past. You know, people will say, "Well, you know, do you have proof?" I mean, you throw in you're throwing all kinds of terminology around and throwing the CIA under the bus and things like that. You know, is there any truth to this? Well, let's see. Documents that I've mentioned in the past. One such document from the U.S. Army War College, written by Colonel Catherine Stone, United States Army. The document titled "All Necessary Means: Employing CIA Operatives in a Warfighting Role Alongside Special Operations Forces." Need I read more? Right out of the Army War College, from a colonel. Colonel Catherine Stone, United States Army. All necessary means: employing CIA operatives in a warfighting role alongside special operations forces. Well, that's probably something. That sounds strange. When was that recently published? No. That was published, I believe, back in 2002. 2003, actually, is the report date. But I think it was... I think most of the material was actually written back in 2002. Anyway, this was around the time that our reinvigorated role in the Middle East was just kicking into high gear, wasn't it? And we're writing reports like this already? All means necessary is what she called it. Employing CIA operatives in a warfighting role alongside special operations forces. Again, this corresponds directly to the Army 21 or Army After Next concept. We'll get into that more right after this break. Stick around.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
So, as I said, you know, you have documents like All Means Necessary, right from the U.S. Army War College, employing CIA operatives in a warfighting role alongside Special Operations Forces. And this concept of Army After Next and Army 21 is not a new concept. I need to get to the today's correlation to that, and I will do that. But again, I mean, we see these global efforts happening. Army 21 kind of sounds like Agenda 21, doesn't it? I mean, when you see it labeled, the XXI is what is, was used in the past quite a bit. The Army XXI concept sounds a lot like the Agenda 21 concept, doesn't it? And they do, there is a correlation there. That was one of the reasons when I was talking about this subject matter back in 2008, during the October 15th broadcast that I mentioned The Hard Road to World Order by Richard N. Gardner, which was published in Foreign Affairs, Volume 52, Number 3, back in the 70s. And the same idea that Gardner mentioned in The Hard Road to World Order about how certain sectors of the world at that point should only get the information that pertained to them, but there was this master plan that was being orchestrated from on high, so to speak, at that time. You know, he was saying the underlying premise of the Hard Road to World Order was, you know, we had this vigorous effort happening a generation ago, you know, particularly coming out of the 40s, you know, World War II era, into the Cold War era. We had a lot of great effort happening from a lot of great despots that were all united and on the same page. And lately, interest and vigor in this project to dominate the world has cooled. We need to really kind of step it up if we're going to get to the hard, you know, the hard road to world order is paved this way. But he was saying in there that, you know, part of that plan is that certain groups only get the information that pertains to them. It included the media, obviously, has, you know, that has worked into technology. We know that we can search certain other places through the internet, for example. And if you know how to do that, you can see that Canada gets news that we don't. What? You can see that China gets news that we don't. Russia, you know, a lot of times if you just watch Russia Today episodes on YouTube, you will see, shockingly, Russia Today is covering things that the American media is not, but should be. And that, again, correlates to what Richard Van Gardner confirmed for us, those who were suspicious, back in The Hard Road to World Order that he wrote, that was published in the CFR Foreign Affairs Journal. It's not news. This is a global plan. And one of the documents that I've mentioned in the past that corroborates that is the document titled People's Liberation Army After Next. Sound familiar? Is this a new thing? No, same era, circa the same era. And it was edited by Susan Puska, published August 2000. And this is another document that came out of the Army's publication library, mentioning just some citations from the actual publication itself. It says, most 1993-94 and all later Strategic Studies Institute, SSI, monographs are available on the SSI homepage for electronic dissemination. SSI's homepage address is carlisle-www.army.mil/usassi/welcome.htm. When I say slash, it's forward slash, obviously, because it's remote. The backslash is local, if you follow that. But so this is a strategic studies document, and it mentions this concept of Army After Next. But it's the PLA, the PLAAN or something, People's Liberation Army After Next. What's going on here? This is obviously not a document for a look at America. You look at the introduction from chapter one. It says an analytical schism has developed over differing assessments of China's military modernization. Underlying this debate are at least two key questions. First, will the ongoing China's People's Liberation Army, PLA, modernization provide China with significant offensive power projection? So wait a second. So we're talking about a Chinese army after next at the same time we're talking about an American army after next? Oh, yes. Yes, yes. You know, Skynet is orchestrating it all, so to speak, as this is happening, because you have this tightly knit, highly efficient, very, very small operational force that is reaching out around the globe. The fact that pilots, you know, basically gamers, if you will, gamer pilots, fly operational missions with drones out of Creech Air Force Base halfway around the world, bombing places with these drones and spying and bombing. That's public news. It's public information. We're flying these missions out of Creech Air Force Base halfway around the world in the Middle East every day. The CIA is part of that. I've mentioned that. You know, just look at type CIA drone bombing in any search engine. See what pops up. What pops up today? CIA drone bombing. Just for fun, we'll do it. Osama bin Laden pops up. And then the Coast CIA bombing, Time Magazine, January 8th, 2010. Afghanistan bombing, Afghanistan suicide bombing kills 8 CIA. So Osama bin Laden dead, Al-Qaeda leader killed in CIA-led attack. There are certain articles that are popping up. It looks like that's being watered down by Google's search engine, but there's still news pieces that are out there, obviously. Just clicking on the news. Anyway, I don't want to get sidetracked on that. But let's get back to the relevance of this subject matter, this concept of Army After Next and Army 21 to today. What is happening today? It's interesting. I was clicking on some of the links that were in that archive. Interesting how, you know, in Orwellian fashion, that information is being just completely done away with. That's one of the problems with not having hard copies of things. You know, you have links to stuff out there to reputable sites like Army.mil and GPO.gov, the government printing office, and, you know, CFR's links and Council on Foreign Relations, that is, and all of these kinds of things. I mean, I had... In that article, there was Army Times cited, Army.mil, several places, and the Congressional Record through GPO, the Government Printing Office, and things. And at least half of those links are no good anymore. The 2004 Transformational Roadmap that was published by the Army is exactly, really, what you want to look at. If you want to understand, that was kind of a check-in. I've mentioned that the Transformational Roadmap was a good benchmark along the way. I've mentioned the Global Trends Report is what I was going to say. I'll just mention it. Global Trends Report, that is a collaborative effort that is spearheaded by the National Intelligence Council of the American, or the United States government, I should say more accurately, the United States administrative branch of the monolith, so to speak. Global Trends Report, latest version that I've read was circa 2008, titled Global Trends 2025. But this is a collaborative effort between the intelligence community, and not just the United States intelligence community, but at large, the American government, or the United States government, I should say, and the think tank organizations like RAND in particular, the RAND Corporation, that are trying to figure out what's happening. You know, Atlantic Council is another one. Brookings is another one. CSIS is another one. The think tanks, the hybrid think tanks that are really a fusion of, you know, political government, well, political, military, and academic power, you know, the kinds of organizations that guys like C. Wright Mills wrote about, the author of the book and coiner of the term power elite. You know, that kind of organization really represents that, especially the CSISs and the Atlantic Councils of the world. I mean, that really is the fusion of political, military, and academic power as the apex of, you know, the organizations that control the puppet heads or the figureheads like Barack Obama. I mean, when you realize that Barack Obama is just taking whispers from folks like Paul Volcker, constantly. You know, where are all these financial directives coming from? Organizations like the Group of 30, group30.org, you know, the G30 that leads the G20 and all of, you know, all of the IMF member nations by proxy, really. This is where these directives come from, these kinds of think tanks and things. And again, those are just a few, you know, Atlantic Council, CSIS, and, you know, even RAND and so forth that really put these things out there. So the Global Trends Report is the same kind of thing. You know, it's this agenda. Let's script the future. Let's see if we can plan this out. Global Trends 2025, is one to look at to get an idea of how that works. But this roadmap, the 2004 transformation roadmap that the Army published, was one such document that was a check-in at that point. It was obviously quite some time since this initiative had been kicked up, and here we're checking in. We're going to say, all right, we have all of these organizations, and just like Richard Gardner said in The Hard Road to World Order, you know, he quoted William James, who was a bad guy. Anybody who quotes William James, you just know that person is a bad guy. William James was the hub of, you know, transformational kind of stuff back in his day. He was part of the Rhodes Milner Insiders Group, change agent kind of guy. He's where, you know, the Freudian, Skinnerian, Jungian nonsense, all of that kind of garbage really kind of came from. He was the hub of that. All of those others were spokes, which is why everybody wants to say, you know, hey, man, anybody who's anybody knows William James, man. You quote William James. Anyway, Richard N. Gardner quoted William James. He said in The Hard Road to World Order, in Foreign Affairs on page 558, which again was published April 1974, the exact quote was, in short, the House of World Order will have to be built from the bottom up rather than from the top down. Have to be built from the bottom up. And what's it going to look like? It will look like a great booming, buzzing confusion, to use William James' famous description of reality, but an end run around national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece, will accomplish much more than the old-fashioned frontal assault. And then he talks about these special arrangements brought into appropriate relationship. Okay, so you're going to take all of this stuff. It's going to look like Mexican jumping beans or popcorn. There's stuff going off, things happening all over the place. A great booming, buzzing confusion, to quote old school bad guy William James, who wrote Principles of Psychology. It took him about 12 years to get it down and publish it. But by then, he'd already been around the world talking about it and basically had infected a lot of people with this popular idea that he outlined. Anyway, booming, buzzing confusion, that's what we've seen. And this expansion of defense spending and now contraction of it's so confusing. My goodness, which direction we're – it's always been planned to go this way in this latest iteration of control, which I'm referring to here in the Army after next, Army 21 scenario. A great booming, buzzing confusion. But if you look at the transformational roadmap, 2004 transformational roadmap published by the Army, you can see that that's what it is. It was this expansion because we have to, you know, identify folks that we can pull in. We have to expand. We have to create we're going to create this environment of war around the place that historically great military empires have gone to fall on their sword, that being the, you know, Afghan-Pakistan region right in there. And we've already been hardcore attacking that region for the last 200-plus years. Think of the term Balkanization and how that you know, the Ottoman Empire area has been just utterly destroyed decade after decade for centuries now. There's people that are so proud that, you know, they will never relent, they won't concede, they won't surrender, and they won't forget. So, you know, we just have to beat them up with the long war concept, and that's what's been happening. And now we really have to train this new transformational force. We have to start training this force. What are we going to do? I've mentioned this is where documents like RL33627 come into play, right? Which is a Congressional Research Service report, right? NATO and Afghanistan, a test of the transatlantic alliance. Tie it all up when we come back. Stick around. After.
If you're the...
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A&B Biotropins. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
Final segment of today's broadcast, and I want to tie a nice little bow around this and be done with it. Before we do that, real quick, let's go to the phones and grab Barry in California. Barry, thanks for calling in. Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call, Chris. I sent you a video about the USS Enterprise.
Okay.
Possible false flag attack. Uh-huh. It's the oldest USS ship that we have.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be decommissioned next year. And they're sending it up to the Gulf. I don't know if it's already there. Then I was listening to the news when I was driving my car, LA News, and they're saying that they're going to put a ship in the middle of the Arabian Ocean, and it's going to be a base, and where they get their supplies and stuff, I'm not sure, but they're saying that possibly that the Mossad will attack the USS Enterprise and make it look like Iran did it so they could start a war with them.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I was listening to Governor America yesterday, mm-hmm. and he had a guest on. He's going to have regularly on it from now on. Her name is Nancy Levant. And mm-hmm. Some of her contacts were prior special forces, and she asked them, what was the number one thing that they said for them to be aware of? And they said China. And then Bob Batman said that he gets the CFR newsletter every month, and their number one thing that they'll do is attack our nuclear facilities and go from there. So there's a lot that could happen, and I just wanted to bring that to the play, and I'll take my call off the air and hear your comments. Thank you.
Okay. You bet. Thanks. Thanks for the comments, and you know, obviously you're kind of watching stuff there. Thanks for the call, Barry. I appreciate it. I guess, you know, what I would say to that is, you know, a lot of that I think corresponds directly to what I was just talking about, that booming, buzzing confusion. At the same time, there is a scripting that is going on. The Global Trends report, the last one, Global Trends 2025, saying, you know, this is what we project for the future in 2025. Talked about the, you know, the decline of American primacy on the global stage. Talked about the rise of the, you know, Russo-Sino and so on. You know, alliances, the fact that China would become more prolific, that India would, you know, play a more of a leadership role on the global stage. And we're seeing that. This is not, you know, it's not surprising, and they're not prophetic. They're, you know, this is being orchestrated. So, you know, check out the Global Trends report, Global Trends 2025, and see what you think. I think it corresponds directly to what you just said. And I, you know, speaking of the Iran thing, I always remember retired Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner on CNN Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer back in 2004 saying that the order had already been given to go into Iran. There was the above the CNN line and below the CNN line. Remember that? I've mentioned it several times. Check that out. It's still on YouTube. Watch Sam Gardner. Read his report from the Century Foundation. See what you think.
Gold.